A new central bank report has highlighted the risks in the race to adopt digital currencies. Yahoo Finance senior reporter David Hollerith joins us with the details. David.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, so the Bank of International Settlements, along with seven other central banks, have issued a report. It's actually three reports detailing the research analysis they've put so far towards central bank-backed digital currencies. So a lot of the attention around this has heated up recently in the news ever since the Chinese government has banned cryptocurrencies as a way to make room for their own digital currency. So what we're seeing here from the report is mainly just that this is a disruptive technology, just as disruptive, if not more disruptive than cryptocurrencies. And things that could happen that could go wrong is the efficiency of such a currency could produce anything from, you know, bank runs on the commercial sector, as well as sort of a disintermediation of the banking sector if this technology isn't deployed correctly. So,
hey, David, what's interesting here is that the messaging from the Fed has been a little bit different. You've actually heard some Fed officials, like the likes of Governor Chris Waller, who have expressed skepticism about the need for this. So it seems like the debate is still very much on in the United States. This report that you're talking about is, I understand it, kind of a assessment of a slew of central banks together via the Bank of International Settlements. But how much do you think this is going to weigh on the Fed when you hear the likes of Jay Powell say, we're going to release a paper on this, we're open-minded to this, we don't want to stamp out all digital currencies, but we're exploring the viability and the benefits of this?
Sure, Brian. Yeah, and the Federal Reserve was one of the banks, including the Bank of England also, and the Swiss Bank, who were also a part of this study. Now, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston is actually going to issue their own report in the coming weeks. I think it'll come out shortly. And they're not signaling that they're not interested. What's going on here is that a lot of central banks are looking at the possibility of central bank-backed digital currencies, and they're starting to lay out the risks that could go wrong if such a thing was to be deployed too quickly. Now, there's a total of 81 different countries that are currently in some stage of exploring the process of issuing a central bank-backed digital currency. So what we're seeing right now, at least from this report, is that, you know, it's not necessarily a race to the finish.